Thank you, Dr. Jenny, and...
You.
You. This is just the first step. I've got it on. I might not be talking. But, so this is one of the pieces. It's a puzzle, right? Or it's a pie. We're slicing up the pie and elephant one bite at a time. This is one bite of the elephant we're facing down. I would like to have Ms. Salkeld, Dr. Salkeld, kind of, and the experience as a viable experience, viable solution for this district.
Thank you, Trustee Hall and members of the board. So I'd like to echo what Mr. Yu presented as well as what Dr. Jenny mentioned. Certainly this is not, as I shared at the last board meeting, I mean, there is an estimated shortfall of about $42 million for 1920. However, as Dr. Jenny mentioned, this is one of the solutions as we put together the fiscal stabilization plan. But what's important, what I've experienced in the past at another district too, is what can be done after this is implemented, and the collaborative work with HR and finance. And I know we've been talking about position control, but really looking at position control, but we've also been meeting with our principals and the work that's done there with the master schedule. So and at the end of the day, I mean, looking at the five-year plan, it's about a $22 million savings. I mean, it is over that period of time. But when you look at the immediacy for 18-19 and where we were at when I reported last week, the bottom line fund balance for that we're projecting for June of 2019, that certainly helps contribute that in a positive way, and then will also help us as we start to do our work. As we discussed, you know, the next 6 months are going to be critical as we start to put our budget priorities together in alignment with the fiscal stabilization plan. So this is just one of many items coming forward. But it does provide an opportunity across the board to right-size the district.
Thank you. And that is key for the health of the district, right-size the district, current step we're taking, correct? This is the first step of many that we are looking at for this fiscal year to help reduce that deficit. It is not the only step. It is one of many steps. And the solutions are forthcoming. There's many things that are worked. I mean, the day one when you came on board, you started that work, and I know you've been forward with many of that, so I appreciate it. You, sorry, Mr. I don't really have any more. I just wanted to say that based on the that the board received a letter from our county superintendent of education, and it's a dark day for our district when the county would take a stand against the collaboration built with our educators, administrators, and paraprofessionals, and other classified staff, very people who live and work within our district who touch students every day. And I think that by moving this way to right-size the district and offer opportunity for new employees coming in, bring fresh instruction to the classroom, will benefit our students. Disrupting students, the fearful tactics of reducing by layoff is not a healthy way to work in a district. This step is definitely the right step, and there is savings demonstrated over time for this piece. There also is future solutions in the out years that we'll be talking about as we go further and developing second interim reports, right? You'll be bringing a better look at what this means back to this year and out years as well. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ms. Hall. Nobody else has any other questions or comments? I'm going to entertain
Mr. Pike.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms.
Hall. Oh, it's okay. Thank you, Mr. Pike. I want to thank the public for their comments, positive, negative. Any comment is always welcome. I really want to thank the young man, Mr. Stephen Ramirez for his practical way of thinking. Yes, mistakes have been made, but I appreciate him just saying, come up with solutions to fix this and don't beat around the bush and get to it. And I think our staff has shown that that's what we're trying to do. And I would put this staff up against any other staff in the county, in the state, or in the nation. We have a great staff, and I really appreciate their work and all the solutions that they're coming up with. I want to thank our teachers, those that have worked with the district for so long and decided to take advantage of this, and not only for themselves, but helping the district right itself. And and I understand, being in the classroom for 16 years, we do appreciate our teachers, we do appreciate our counselors, we do appreciate all those workers that clean up our schools. We do appreciate that. They're not just numbers, they're not just heads. This is not an easy thing for us, but oh, definitely. Thank you for saying that. But yes, I definitely this is why we're doing what we do. It's for the kids. It really is. I know there's misstatements and misconceptions out there about certain things, and it is about the kids. Everything that we've done these past 4 years has been for the kids. Some people might not believe that, but it is for the kids. So I want to thank those teachers that are going to retire, and thank the staff and Mr. Yu for this presentation. And I would like to move to approve the supplemental early retirement plan, adopt resolution number 4594.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Take the vote, Diane.
Paul?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Pike?
Yes.
Tarantino?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Okay.